This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden and former President Trump are set to face off in two presidential debates before November. Biden goading Trump today on social media.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
They are happening in June and September, and CBS's Aaron Navarro says this could generate more interest from voters.
From talking to Democratic strategists, campaign officials, they really made a point that the early June date could help Biden because the campaign has been looking to clarify the stakes. The base that got them elected in 2020, minority voters, younger voters, have shifted or just aren't as tuned in into this race yet. So they're hoping this early debate will help mobilize their base.
Meantime, intelligence officials in Washington are keeping tabs on more foreign actors they say are gunning for our elections. National Intelligence Director Avril Haines.
Russia remains the most active foreign threat to our elections.
But she says China and Iran are also significant threats. The U.S. also working with social media companies now to fend off AI and deepfakes that spread misinformation. Slovakia's prime minister is in the hospital now after getting shot at a political event. President-elect Peter Pellegrini spoke through a translator.
Any form of violence is not acceptable. Hateful speech, which we are witnessing in our society, leads to hateful acts. Please, we need to make it stop.
The White House agrees. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We condemn this horrific act of violence in our embassies, in close touch with the government and ready to assist.
51 days after the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore, its port is getting more traffic.
Coast Guard Deputy Commandant Vice Admiral Paul Gauthier adds.
Over 6,000 tons of steel and concrete have been removed from the wreckage field. Access has been restored to the port of Baltimore.
The FBI has launched a criminal investigation into the circumstances leading up to the collapse of the bridge. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Brian Howard, the man who allegedly caused that deadly bus crash in Florida yesterday, faced a judge today. CBS's Jim Krasula.
All right, Mr. Howard, you're before the court. You're charged with 8 counts of DUI manslaughter.
Marion County, Florida Judge Leanne Mackey Barnes ordered that Howard be held without bond since he had been in another traffic accident just 3 days before the fatal bus wreck.
8 people died in this crash. Highway Patrol says Howard was drunk. Billionaire real estate mogul Frank McCourt says he is putting together a group now to buy TikTok's U.S. businesses. He's part of a growing list of investors looking to purchase the platform ahead of a potential ban here in the U.S. if it does not cut ties with its parent company, ByteDance, in China. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is still mass disarray at Ascension. The hospital group is the victim of a ransomware attack that's disturbing almost every aspect of their operations. A staff member at a Racine school is accused of sexually assaulting 2 students earlier this year. 36-year-old Jamil Sanders has been charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child and repeated sexual assault of a child. Racine will buy you a camera if you agree to let the cops look at the footage if they want. The city of Racine is launching what's called a community camera program and offering reimbursements of up to $150 for homeowners and $250 for businesses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or when news breaks, or find it anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers clobber the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The ball game started out tight. Pirates with a 1-0 lead. Sal Frelick comes to the plate, lays down a bunt.
Got a guy on first, and obviously the score was, nobody hadn't scored yet. So I thought, him falling off the base there to third would be a good opportunity for me to try to get on base there. And I thought that was the best play there, and glad it worked out.
Later, Frelick would be one of 5 Brewers with home runs today. Churio, 441 feet. Ortiz, Contreras, Sanchez. Final score, the Brewers 10, the Pirates 2. Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
I like this team a lot. I just love the guys. I don't know how good we are, but I'm not worried about comparing us. I'm just worried about guys are not coasting.
Next, the Brewers head on a 3-city road trip, their longest of the season. NFL. Schedules coming out. The Packers learning they're playing on Thanksgiving for a second year in a row. This time, though, in Green Bay in prime time against the Miami Dolphins. From AmFam Field with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of rain late. Lows upper 40s to near 50. And more clouds around for tomorrow with showers and even a few thunderstorms. High in the middle 60s. Sunshine returns as we look into Friday, a high around 70. Right now it's 58.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We'll make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 here on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars that we play every day. And, of course, some of the songs you may have forgotten. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And it's Saturdays from 10 till 2 right here on WRJN. It's The Doors. Hello, I Love You.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy?
To make her see you fool. Do you hope to Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
There's a snowman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a snowman.
WRJN's own Starman is my son, Teddy. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
So Teddy is kind of a star man. He interned when he was in college at Yerkes Observatory out in Williams Bay, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Now lives in San Francisco, works for the California Academy of Sciences. And Teddy, you've got kind of a cool job. You spend your day teaching people about our moon, our planets, our stars, our solar system, our galaxy, and beyond.
I always tell people when I'm meeting them that I talk about space for a living. So not a bad gig if you can get it, at least not as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thanks for being our star man. Over the course of this program, throughout the next coming weeks, months, years, whatever, we're going to talk about what you can find in the Wisconsin night sky. We're going to talk about what's going on in space. And I wanted to start with the Aurora Borealis because we have a friend, your mom and I have a friend, who just went to Iceland to see the Aurora Borealis a couple of months ago. But it turns out if she had waited a few weeks, she could have seen it here in the United States. What's going on?
Yeah, so the auroras are consequence of something called solar wind, which is basically a bunch of electric particles that the sun's constantly spewing out, and they're normally repelled by the Earth's magnetic field, which is weakest at the poles. So that's why you have to go north or south to see the auroras, because that's where the solar wind's able to get through and hit our atmosphere and create those colors.
But last week, I mean, I heard as far south as Arizona, I think even some people in Florida saw it. What's going on here?
Right. So the solar wind, one of the things I like to say about it is it's quite a bit like the wind here on Earth. There's always some wind. Sometimes very, very little. Sometimes there's a lot. And that's what's going on right now. There is a lot of solar wind right now. And so while the magnetic fields are weakest towards the poles, the stronger the wind, the more of it there is, the farther south it's able to go.
You're talking about wind on the sun, right?
It's a lot like thinking of wind out of the sun. It's blowing out. So it's a bunch of things, electrons, largely electric particles, microscopic things flying out of the sun at very high speed and reaching well beyond the Earth.
Okay, so that's why we were able to see the Aurora Borealis last week as far south as the United States.
It's because there's a lot more of these particles flying out of the sun, and they're able to push through the stronger parts of the magnetic field.
But it's also probably fair to say that we're not going to be able to see this in our parts very often.
No, probably something like this. The next best opportunity for this would be in like another 11 years or so.
Well, I guess if we want to see it, we better book that trip to Iceland after all then.
Certainly, if you don't get a chance to in the coming days.
All right. Teddy, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Teddy is my son. He's the star man of WRJN. And he works out at the California Academy of Sciences. So if you're in San Francisco, go say hi to Teddy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Keep it here on WRJN.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
around Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
Shop local, buy local,
hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, I was reading a recent report in the Journal of Consumer Affairs, which I assume is how you also spend your weekend, and I read this article about how using a budget makes people feel better about their money, even when they still don't have as much money as they need or want. But the folks who would most benefit from using a budget are also the least likely to use one. Budgeting doesn't bring more money in the door. But it does help us know where our money goes, helps us make better spending choices, and it helps us feel more in control of our money. And that feeling is where financial security starts. Take that first step or that next step toward feeling better about your money. I've got a video that can help you get started. Just go over to Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Riding.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, I'm so glad you're listening here on the radio, but remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. You can download the app at civicmedia.us.
About a thing she saw.
No other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine will buy you a camera if you agree to let the cops look at the footage if they want. The city of Racine is launching what's called a community camera program and offering reimbursements of up to $150 for homeowners and $250 for businesses. People will have control over their footage but must share it with the Racine Police Department if requested for criminal investigations. The camera program is using American Rescue Plan Act funding awarded to the city by the state. Heavy smoke and flames are coming from the back of a home on Howland Avenue in Racine last night. Fire crews are called in at just before 8, with initial reports indicating that someone was still in the house. No one was inside, and no injuries are reported. The scene was substantial enough that the Racine fire bells came in to assist fire crews. UW Parkside has a new ally. The university has reached a deal with Nicolet College to let Nicolet graduates easily transition into UW Parkside's online programs. The agreements allow eligible students to transfer up to 60 credits from Nicolet to UW Parkside's Business Administration program. Military members going to the museum can get a price break. The Racine Art Museum says they're signing on to what's called the Blue Star Museums Initiative. That allows free admission for active member military and their families. It's a reduced rate for retired personnel. The special rates go into effect later this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or when news breaks, or find it anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of rain late, lows upper 40s to near 50. And more clouds around for tomorrow with showers and even a few thunderstorms, high in the middle 60s. Sunshine returns as we look into Friday, a high around 70. Right now it's 58.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. You know, our goal is to be Racine's source for all things local. So if your nonprofit group is holding an event that you think everyone should know about, tell me. Email the details to info@wrjn.com and we'll work it into our schedule. Try to give us a week or two lead and we'll get the word out. news and timeless hits on WRJN.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. All together, they make the perfect soundtrack for summer. Next game is coming up Friday night. You can hear it right here on WRJN. News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, recently Don Rosen on his morning show had a chance to speak with Angela Speed. She's from the Wisconsin Humane Society, and she talked about just the sheer number of pets they have available for adoption.
We have absolutely experienced dramatic increases in intake the last few months, especially of stray and surrendered dogs. On any given day right now, we can have 80 to 100 dogs available across the organization, which I can't remember. I've been at the Humane Society for 17 years, and it's been at least a decade since we've seen this many local dogs coming through the doors. But what we're finding is it's a national trend, and it's mostly related to economics, the cost of affording a dog, the lack of affordable housing that takes especially larger dogs, access to vet care, pet food, and we work hard to try to bridge those gaps. We have a pet food pantry at all of our locations, for example, in low-cost vaccine clinics, but we are seeing dogs sitting longer on the adoption floor, too. Of course, every dog has as long as it takes to find a new home once they're in our adoption program, but it's taken longer than at least pre-COVID, if not 10 years. So if you've been on the fence about adopting, now is a great time. There are so many wonderful dogs. There is the cutest group of puppies right now in Racine.
It's Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. As heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show, you can hear Don weekday mornings, 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Head to
downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Some things never change. Kids keep growing faster than your family's budget, leaving you wondering what's left that fits. Well, don't sweat it anymore. Your favorite children's and maternity consignment sale just between friends is back at Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. May 16th through 18th, you'll find new and gently used children's clothing, shoes, toys, baby equipment, and more, all at 50 to 90% off retail. Visit KenoshaRacine.jbfsale.com for details. It only happens twice a year, so don't miss it.
Yeah.
laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing